Second-class bouquet to his second-class girlfriend with a pre-implied note in an envelope licked by a machine. Sue enjoyed the witty messages that were frankly beyond Mick's abilities. "Well, did you like the 3mm velvet bow I used to decorate the fond notions?" he was bound to say when they spoke on the phone in the evening. "It was lovely. You're so thoughtful," she would say in her best girlfriend voice, though she knew that it was really the machine that loved her and not the cheesehead she called her boyfriend. "Why can't you be more general?" she would like to say to him. "You're always so specific. Can't you just ask me how my day was instead of asking me how the plaster on my thumb held up today? Or what kind of salad leaf I had in my sandwich? Or how long I drank coffee for with my twice-divorced Chinese friend? Couldn't you just say, lovely day, instead of lovely Georgian clay firing on the chimney pot up there?" This was Mick to the bone. A sucker for detail and an unbudging dilettante. tell me you love me. I love your dental record that show a woman who is a hearty eater and a lifelong flosser. Tell me you love me. I love both of your ears for balanced response to noises both far and close, for their ability to complement any hat and for their discretion. Tell me you love me. I love the way you whip cream and stir porridge and spoon out yogurt. Tell me you love me. I love the ruffles you wear whenever we go somewhere fancy and the extra volume it brings to your movements. Tell me you love me. For the whole day, she had felt free to make eyes at any machine she passed, and the payphone now gave her the peculiar sensation of being in a love triangle, caught between a heavily barnacled life buoy chained to the ocean bed and the nudge of a pushy dolphin encouraging her to join it in the great expanse. She blew a kiss down the phone before hanging up and hoped it was intercepted on the way. Now that Mick was gone, she could stay here all night. The deep purr of the phone receiver whispering to her, the beautiful form of the heavy plastic handset. The phone box was more of a man than Mick. More body, more soul, more experience. And it knew how to speak to a woman.
Thank you. Thank you.